Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 1. Text 240, continuing, probably finishing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with his mother, teaching the same teachings that Kapila taught Mother Devahuti. Bhaktihina karme kona phala nahi pai, se karma bhaktihina parahinsa jai. There is no substantial result in activities that are devoid of devotion to the Lord. Such non-devotional activities simply result in violence to others. Parahinsa, bhaktihina, karma bhaktihina, any type of action or karma or work we do, if it's without devotion and without connection to Krishna for his pleasure or for his happiness, it's actually a form of violence. Why is it violence? Violence because it kills us and makes us die repeatedly because it's mayic activity, so it's violence to us, and whoever we're doing that with, that karma with, it's also violence to them because material activities are taking us away from God and keeping us in bondage, and whoever we're doing the karma with, we're keeping them in bondage and taking them away from God. So therefore it's paramahinsa. Kapilera bhavi prabhu mayera shikai shunise vakya shachi anande milai. In this way, Vishambar, in the mood of Kapila bhav, right? It's a bhav. Kapila bhav. So we read, and it's a fact, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to spread, or one sense, spread or teach, or teach and to reveal about Gopi Bhav, Braj Bhakti, and especially Gopi Bhav. The Gopi, the Sakhi Bhav of the Pran Sakhis, the Manjri Bhav, Bhavulas Rati, a special type of Rati called Bhavulas. That's the speciality of his appearance. But here he's in Kapila Bhav. Where's the Gopi Bhav? It's Kapila Bhav. And it's Sambandha Tattva, Jiva Tattva, as it is, reality tours. So this shows that the devotee should be versed in all these things. Lord Chaitanya, these are all his teachings, as Prabhupada would often criticize. People want to immediately rush to the 10th canto and dive into the ocean of ras in the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. And they have no regard or concern for Bhagavad Gita, which is Krishna's teaching five important subjects: jiva tattva, karma tattva, ishvara tattva, kala tattva. And Prabhupada didn't think that was a very good idea. Devotees should be interested in all the teachings. So Lord Chaitanya certainly taught directly and indirectly through his followers about Gopi Bhav and Raghunuga Bhakti. But he also taught, he was also in the mood of Kapila Bhav. He was also in Kapila Bhav teaching his mother about Sambandha Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So it's not that we neglect Jiva Tattva. Because you see, in the Jiva Dharma, the end of Jiva Dharma is what? Siddha Pranali. That's the perfection. That's the goal. That's the prayojan. But it goes very systematically from Sambandha Tattva, then Avideya Tattva, then Prayojan Tattva. So Bhaktivinoda presents the Gaudiya Siddhanta like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents the Gaudiya Siddhanta like that. Krishna himself presents Vaishnava Siddhanta like that. Our acharyas, our benevolent, merciful, well-wishing acharyas, they present the Gaudiya Siddhanta like that. So therefore, we as the students of these great Mahajans, teachers, and forms of the Lord, we must also systematically study Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya and Prayojan. These words are not being wasted. It's not that Shachimata is in Maya. Shachimata is not in Maya, and she's not understanding about Jiva Tattva. She's Jagat Mata. She's a mother of the universe. She's certainly not an illusion about things. She's Mother Yashoda. She knows everything. So this teaching is for us, the readers of Chaitanya Bhagavat and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Gauranga Bhaktis, Gaur Bhaktis. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. So this is, it behooves us to read this and reflect upon all these wonderful things and become inspired by these teachings of Kapila coming through the mouth of Lord Chaitanya, and take inspiration by this to become enthusiastic and determined not to take another birth, and see all these wonderful features, special movies, in-house movies.